The television.
Mm-hmm. Would you say television, or would you say something else?
Sometimes I'll say TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. When you're cooking in the kitchen, you put on a...
an apron.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other words for apron?
No.
Okay. It's cold outside, so you put on your...
coat.
Okay. And a cloth that you use to blow your nose is a...
handkerchief.
Okay. Is there a different kind that you would use to wipe the sweat off your brow if you're working in the garden?
No.
How about the kind that you would tie around your head?
Oh, kerchief.
Okay. And do you have a special name for your work clothes?
No.
How about for clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Winter clothes.
Mm-hmm. And the shoes that you would wear out in the garden?
Clogs. I might call them clogs.
Mm-hmm. What is a clog?
It's a heelless wooden shoe that you can slip your foot into, and if it's muddy, well, it doesn't matter. You leave them in the mudroom.
In the mudroom. Is that the garage?
Oh, the back door.
The mudroom.
They do have mudrooms in a lot of the homes where it rains a lot, because that's where they come in from outside when they, you know.
I think that's a smart idea, to keep your floors clean, is to leave your shoes outside.
Leave the outside things in the mudroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To protect your hands in the garden, you'd wear
gloves.
And to protect your head from the sun?
Sun hat.
Okay. And, let's see, a man, to keep up his pants, wears the elastic thing.
Suspenders.
And another name for pants would be?
Braces.
Oh, the suspenders would be also braces. Would you use the word braces?
Yeah, I've heard the word braces used, or suspenders. Trousers.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between pants and trousers?
I don't think so.
Okay. What would be your word? What would you say, trousers or pants?
Pants.
Okay. Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods?
A regional what?
Dishes, foods.
Oh, well, yes. Mexican foods I'm wild about.
Do you cook any?
On occasion I have. I don't do it much anymore because nobody eats it but me, and it's very fattening.
What? I'll come over here.
Actually, the food that I like so much around here is Indian food.
Oh.
It's not Mexican food. Down in Mexico City, they have European cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have friends who come up here from Mexico City, and he always says, now don't forget, we want to get some of this good Mexican food,
mm-hmm.
because it's a treat to them. They don't have
funny.
It down there.
How funny.
This is Indian food. It's ground up corn and chili and grease, you know, from the hog or whatever meat they have.
Uh-huh.
And it's wonderful food. Tastes great.
So are you saying that Tex-Mex is really Indian?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really Indian food.
Well, no wonder they can't do it right in Georgia.
That's right. Only the Indian.
Actually, there is one restaurant in Atlanta that serves good Indian food. Here I go. Good Mexican, good Tex-Mex. Well, what kinds of dishes do you like to make or eat?
I like enchiladas, tacos, tamales, guacamole salad, you name it. Beans, chili beans, I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy about them.
Are there some dishes that are easier to buy than to make?
They're all somewhat difficult to make because, like tamales, you have